Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Annie Fry Show.
Keep it moving. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being here. Guys, the next time we open a segment, it will be Election Day.
Wow. It's true. Unless...
what?
Mark Reardon doesn't show up.
Well,
which I'm not anticipating.
Collectively, because I am getting out of here.
Oh, okay.
We are going to have great fun tomorrow night. Hopefully positive outcomes to celebrate together. But we're all going to be watching it. Everybody's going to be glued to the results. So this evening, I'm going to put out our live stream so that you can reserve your spot. Get a reminder when we go live. Brad and Ryan are going to come over to my house tomorrow night, and we are going to have a watch party. We're going to report things throughout the course of the night. And I mean, the truth is that when we say we're going to report it, we're going to be watching the same thing you are, and we're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and you said this on Thursday when I was here last, but like the way, this is where we connect with our audience, our viewers, listeners, like our friends, you guys, the most is on these types of nights, because we're not on the air broadcasting in 97.1. Mark Reardon is going to be covering that top to bottom with a great, great, great panel and cast of guests that he's going to have on there. So 97.1 will have those results for you. We'll have Fox News live coverage as well. We're going to go to those national coverage with Fox News. So you're going to be able to hear that. But we are more so, we are hanging out with you that night. So you're going to be getting your results from everywhere you're getting your results. But that night, we are there to hang out with you. So please, please, please come join us that evening. Before we get to the YouTube live chat poll results, which Ethan, I don't know if you peeked, but we have 671 votes in this poll today. That's outrageous and wonderful. Thank you to everybody who's come to vote in the poll. Are you a Trump voter? Repeat Trump voter, first time Trump voter, not a Trump voter, or not a voter at all? We want to know what you got. So Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can vote. The poll is located in today's live broadcast, live chat. Did you guys hear the Jason Kelce altercation? Ryan, did you say you hadn't heard anything about it?
No, I did see it.
So Jason Kelce was walking. Was he going to a football game?
They were doing what is that show with
College Game Day?
Game Day.
He did Game Day,
and he did a kick. He did a kickoff for charity and missed twice
with McAfee.
Yes.
Or whatever. That guy's nuts. I kind of enjoy him. My husband said to me, he was watching College Game Day, and like there was a flyover at the end. He said Pat McAfee like kind of said off the cuff under his breath, "Good to know we still have those."
It's him and Nick Saban is a beautiful combination because Saban went from the former head coach of Alabama, went from being the most serious person in college sports, and Pat McAfee has absolutely broke him. Like, a back-to-back weeks, he has fed him food. Like, and let's see, what he wore a Penn State Nittany Lion, like, onesie last week. I mean, like, Pat McAfee is doing things to Nick
Saban. It's entertainment. It's great entertainment.
It's amazing.
And I love it when he's like, good to know we still have those. I was
awesome.
Like, was that a political comment? I think it probably was. Maybe it wasn't.
Was.
Whatever.
It definitely was.
So Jason Kelce is moving from point A to point B. He's out in a crowd. I mean, he's Jason Kelce. Does he need to be surrounded by people to like protect him or whatever? He's got a few people with him, but he's a certified BA. So he doesn't need to have like Taylor Swift might have people flocking to her to touch her or whatever it might be, hurt her maybe. So Jason Kelce's brothers, Travis Kelce, Kansas City Chiefs tight end, so on and so forth. Travis Kelce, if you like, the only thing that people know more than the fact that Donald Trump is running again for re-election is that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are dating. Like, that is, you can't not know that. You definitely know that Taylor Swift is dating a football player. So this guy is following at a fast pace Jason Kelce and keeps repeating the phrase something like, you know, what do you think your brothers, and uses the F word that's not the four letter F word, but a slur for dating Taylor Swift. So he's accosting Jason Kelce, calling Travis, Jason's brother, a slur word to insinuate an insult, of course, because he's dating Taylor Swift. And eventually, Kelsey, Jason Kelsey, has enough of it, turns around, grabs this guy's phone, slams it on the ground, and says, "Who's the F now?" And this is so frustrating to me, because I just saw this on our TV that we have here in the studio, and TMZ is on right now. I guess it's on in the 2 o'clock hour or something. The lower third. So this is all I can read. I'm not reading the closed captions. I don't see what it is. I can't hear what they're saying. But the lower third is Jason Kelsey uses homophobic slur in altercation.
What?
Yes. Isn't that outrageous? I'm here to say, Jason Kelly, like, if you chase after me and you are yelling at me because of my brother and you start insulting my brother, I want to live in a country where I can handle that by giving you back what you deserve. Like, there's a little bit of an FAFO that we have totally set aside right now in our culture because everybody's so soft. Like, why should anybody be able to run up on Jason Kelsey? You don't know the guy. He doesn't know you. You don't know him. Why should you be able to run up on him, insult his brother, call his brother bad names, and just, like, get away with it? He didn't hurt the guy. He took his phone and smashed it. Okay, maybe you want to get a new phone out of it. But, like, doesn't that guy kind of deserve what he got?
I agree 100%. If somebody came up to me and they screamed and they were, like, nobody talks about my brother if I'm standing there. Nobody does. And that's reciprocated. Nobody talks about me if my brother's standing there. It's one of those things where that is family, and you absolutely defend family. And I, like, why are we letting this kid off the hook for acting like a total jerk? We shouldn't let him off the hook. It's the find out message of it. And this is how young men learn what is and is not appropriate behavior. And the fact that he only lost a phone out of it.
Yeah.
Also, if I am a larger man, a football
player.
How
big do you have to be able to get away with that?
If I had ever played in the NFL or even college, I would probably do this all the time, even if nobody called me a name.
Just because you could.
Just because I could.
Ethan, Jason Kelsey, is he a victim or is he a bad guy?
I mean, like, this is kind of an in-between one, because I think that it can be two separate things where you're saying he didn't handle it the best way possible, but also he has a right to defend himself.
But you understand.
Yes.
Maybe an explanation, but not an excuse.
Yes.
YouTube live chat poll results. Oh my gosh. 701 votes.
Let's go.
Thank you so much.
That's cool.
Real quick, the results.
Are you a Trump voter? 85% say repeat Trump voter, 5% first time Trump voter, 7% not a Trump voter, and only 3% not a voter.
You're a voter. You voted in the poll. Now go do it at the polls. Guys, see you on election day. Tomorrow, we make America great again. Mark Reard next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.